is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
Last segment of the show of Davin's, and thank you guys for hanging out in studio with us, Mr. Ed Lewis. Been a fun show. Been talked about some serious things.
Yes.
Usually we do some scammer stuff right now or play a game. We're not doing that.
No.
No.
We have more important business.
Yes, we have more important business. That's a good way to put that.
Pressing issues.
Fart stories. Let me find the bumper for that because we have bumpers for everything. Joe, entertain while I look.
Yeah. Yes. Fart stories, a very interesting segment where we discuss a certain type of farts. And we get into intricate with it because there's nothing like the fart and the enticement of one and listening and finding out all the intricacies.
Isn't it fun to listen to Joe Phil? All right, here we go.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Some of your finest work, Mr. Curry. All right, so what we're going to do with this one... different names for farts. It's quite the lengthy name. If you want to call in with your own names for farts, it's 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804, or if you want to message in the chat room. Here's what I'm going to do. If you happen to be living in the area, we are global. But if you come up with a name for farts that is not on our list, and it is a lengthy, meaty, girthy fart list, I will give you a pair of tickets to see the Boulders, Rockland Boulders tomorrow night, and see me... try to keep the ball somewhere within the vicinity of the catcher. Two great tastes. So shall we go down this list? Oh, by the way, number 845-986-8804. Joe, yes. Do me a favor. Put that in the chat room, too.
Okay.
All right.
And that was...
845-986-8804. We will see how many of these we get through. Different names for farts. Before we start, Joe, Ed, what's your favorite name for a fart?
Ooh. One that my wife likes to use is a...
By the way, not going to get you laid when you say one that my wife likes to use.
I got three kids already, so I'm doing my job. I would have
He's
to
his own pull-out method.
A whisper in the panties.
A whisper in the panties.
Yep.
It makes it sound erotic.
It does.
I like. Oh,
sometimes
oh.
You just get down there and huff it like a big bong rip, you know? Just
Do you?
No.
They're not whippets, they're shittets. Joe, what's your favorite?
I like the trouser cough.
The trouser cough.
Yes.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to...
What about you? What's your favorite?
I don't really... You know, I don't really have one. I don't have one, but
I'm
after
holding
this...
holding a real one in right now.
Okay. It cleans up disasters and makes them. What do you want me to tell you? All right, so wait, what was yours again? A whisper in the panties?
Yeah, panty whisper, whisper in the panties.
Let me see if that's on the list. Not under... P. Oh, no. Although there is panty on here. It's not the... these are funny. No. And Joe, what was yours? A trouser burp?
Trouser cough.
A trouser cough. Oh, I know what my mom used to call it when I did it. No, that's not on there. Burping the tush.
It's funny. Trucker Tom says, I prefer the barking spider.
The barking spider?
That's got to be on that list.
Barking spider. You get nothing. Oh, wait. It is on the list.
There you go. Truck it's on.
Tom, now if you can just get your ass to Rockland County, New York tomorrow.
I got one from a Ken Michelle messaged in. Says, exercising the meat nozzle.
Makes it sound like it's healthy. I'm exercising the it's cardio for the ass. Exercising the meat nozzle's not on there. No tickets for you.
Okay. Exercising the meat nozzle.
Wow, I like that one. Keep them coming, kids. If you can find one that is not on this list, you get tickets.
Wait, so if it's not on the list.
Not on the list.
So his is on the list. That means he doesn't.
He does not get tickets. Okay. But if he still wants tickets.
Yeah, we'll give him tickets.
I mean, if he wants to, does he want to go to the game?
No, that's not. That's for your buddy here.
Oh, Trucker Tom. He lives in
Trucker Tom lives in Michigan. He ain't coming.
Come on, it's the Boulders. How do you miss it?
Because he's got Jeff Dunham videos to watch. He don't got time for that. all right, shall we go down the list?
Let's go down old fart lane.
The old Hershey Highway?
The old
off-ramp fart lane from the Hershey Highway?
Oh, Jesus.
I used to do this old joke.
Of course you did. Because we all had them.
They used to have the holes, cough drops, and he had this guy walking down like this alley when people are like sneezing and there's his nose and stuff like that. The halls of sneezes, and I'm like, hopefully it's not the Kea Peptake commercial. We're walking down that way.
When did you stop bringing that to the A set? When did that stop becoming the old closing bit, Joe?
Funny live.
Is it? We're here. We're live. It ain't. That bit stinks worse than exercising the fart nozzle or whatever the hell he was talking
about. Nozzle.
Well, sorry, I'll defer to you when it comes to that, just not jokes. Ugh, I've never seen you do that joke, thankfully. That had to leave the set a long time ago. Look at you. Are you going to stand by that?
It would work back in the day.
So do Monica Lewinsky material. Doesn't mean you should do it. All right. Number one, Air Biscuit. I think we've all heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not.
I like the next one. Air Tulip.
I've never heard that. But that doesn't really make any sense. Like, I don't want to see a tulip flying through the air that's going to smack you in the face.
No, but you think of the aroma. Like, a tulip's a nice-smelling flower.
Yeah, but a fart's not.
Well, they lure you in. It's like a whisper in the panties. You think something good's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like...
Exercising the meat nozzle? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Nothing good. It sounds like you're going to get raped. Nothing good comes from that.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. The barking spider makes you think you're going to see something on, like, National Geographic. Right. It's very confusing.
Watch as the barking spider approaches its prey.
Gives a warning blast. Yeah.
Watch as the skunk is jealous from the stink.
Anal audio. Now, as musicians, you can appreciate that, fellas.
Mm. Yes.
Hold on. We're gonna need a backing track for the anal audio.
And, roll fart on three.
Yep.
Here we go.
Came in too soon. You're going to have to do it again.
All right.
Anal exhale, I like that.
There you go.
That's good.
Anal salute, I like that. A little respect. A little respect. It's blasting.
You know where I see that? I could see that being used on, like, a grocery line where, like, there's that old man that just doesn't care.
He doesn't get me. Yeah.
Old man on a grocery line. I've seen this happen a few times. They'll take one hand, peel away one butt cheek, and just... right there.
Peel away a butt cheek.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. They sit and they'll look back and it could be like a ton of bras behind them.
I am not going to go shopping at your supermarket.
This little golf hat goes up and down.
It's not a cartoon character, stupid.
You remember Pepperidge Farm?
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Sometimes I go on the grocery line buying some Pepperidge Farm cookies and I have...
Don't lose character now. You stink. You're in the middle of the bit. You're going strong.
Shut up, stupid. I had to laugh at that.
No, you didn't, stupid. But stay in character, then laugh. You ruined your own bit.
Remembers a crop dust.
That's right. I had a crop dust lady on aisle five.
It's like a Werther's original fart.
I thought it was good. It smelled like pecan sandies.
Can't
even though we didn't make that, but not hell, bitch a bit.
Oh, my God. That's a whole other story. I got ripped down south for saying pecan and all kinds of stuff. They're like,
you should have farted at them.
Yeah.
I'll learn them. You don't mess with a northern ass. Yeah. Now, as performers, we're all performers here. I think we can all appreciate this next one. Anus applause. You know, listen, these nights you'll take any type of applause you can get.
Yes. Yes.
Imagine. And now your next act, you've seen him headline of the old Yuckity Yuck, the Hack Shack. Please, a round of anus applause for Billy Miller.
Trucker Tom goes, we almost had this long-awaited seventh voice of Joe Curry.
Yeah, but we don't.
I got the bit in, got my laugh, and got out of Dodge.
You are nothing without Pippi Elix. This next few weeks are going to be very rough on you, Mr. Curry.
I got tough audiences.
You got real audiences.
I got a tough set of shows coming up.
You don't have the human laugh track that is Elix. And she's bailed me out, too. I'm not above it. I'm not saying I am. But you have certainly needed her input tonight, my friend.
Oh, man.
Pip Helix, where are you?
All right. Two went in the ground, but there was others that made it.
Listen, if you keep aiming for the dirt, you're never let down.
Yeah.
You're like the shittiest fortune cookie ever.
It doesn't matter. I'm a realist cookie.
Really? Nobody wants a realist cookie, stupid.
A realist cookie.
You just made a buffet for $7.99 and got MSG. You don't want a fortune cookie that's going to bring you down.
A realist cookie.
I'll be peeing.
Here's your fortune. You're about to get hit by a car.
A realist cookie. Somebody puts it. Open it, motherfucker.
Here's a realist cookie. Here's a realist cookie.
Instead of, this is for you. Open this, motherfucker.
Here's a realist
cookie.
Aren't you fat enough where you didn't need the buffet? Yeah. That's a realist cookie. You can't afford the $7.99 for this buffet. That's a realist cookie. Just a cookie that your wife is ugly. That's a realist cookie.
Get out, Mal.
That should be a bit.
What?
Realist cookies.
All right.
That could be something.
All right. You can run to the club.
There's some gold in there.
Not for the club, stupid, for you.
All right.
Why are you getting all annoyed at me?
I'm not annoyed at you. I'm saying you thought of it first.
No, I didn't think of it first. That was Ed.
And Ed could take it to the club.
Instead of a drum solo, he just works on his tight 3 minutes.
He's funny.
Yeah, he might be second mic. Anyway, going on. Just got that one?
I just had to do the math.
Hey, wait a second. Hey! Hey, that's me! I think as a trucker, Tom would appreciate this one. Because sometimes when you're traveling, you don't eat the finest cuisine. I know Tom would cook his own cuisine, but not always. Mm. Answering the call of the wild burrito. I like that. Makes
that's
it
a little long-winded.
Well.
Ha ha ha.
My turn at a shitty joke.
Oh, the puns just keep on coming.
Yeah, Tucker Tom writes, realist cookie.
Tucker Tom?
Trucker Tom.
Is he working with Robin Hood too, Stephen?
I can just see he's going, realist cookie, oh, great. Next, here comes yucky cookie jokes. Yeah. I know.
Goes, congrats, you made it through 4 trips to the buffet. You'll be hungry again in 45 minutes.
Yeah. That's not going to fit in a fortune cookie, stupid. It's a fortune cookie, not a fortune cake. Who the fuck? Can't
writing me. It's not writing me for the fucking cookies, dumbbell. All right, don't worry.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at Tom.
Oh, good boy. I'm out of the mix. All right.
No, you're in the mix for fucking getting it wrong, stupid. Back in the barrel. I'm going to play In the Barrel songs coming up next. You stink tonight. Ugh. Ass acoustics.
We played in studios that should have been called that.
Yeah. Oh my like God. To turn down the lights a little bit, drop it down. I'm going to do a little ass acoustics.
When Rocco tried assembling this.
It's like a fun house with all those doors. Fun house with shit sound.
Oh, my God.
Ass flapper. And I can respect that because sometimes the butt cheeks go a flapping.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That's a... Oh, this is wrong. Men have died. I'm going to say that before I reveal the next one. Backdraft.
It's been some times after Taco Bell.
Back end blowout. That sounds like a shart, like when you shit your pants. Like when a little too much comes. That's what that... I had a blowout back. They don't go back there.
Oh, yeah, it's like, uh-oh.
All right. A beef shit cloud just came in.
Beef shit cloud. Not on the list. Would this person like to go to see the Rockland Boulders?
Jason Dahl, if you're listening, Jay, send me a message, and if you would like, I can get you a pair of tickets for you and Bobby to go to the Rockland Boulders game tomorrow night, because beef shit cloud is not on the
list. Now, if Rush Limbaugh saw that, he would say no reason to buy toilet paper. It's just a
stay put, people. Stay
beef
put.
Shit cloud. Stay. Just breathe it. It's not bad. I pretend it's not methane.
No, Rush Limbaugh sounds like Nixon. That's what your Rush Limbaugh sounds like. Joe, don't worry. Your job is safe for another 5 minutes. Joe does a good Nixon. I don't know about his Limbaugh. You got a Limbaugh?
I don't do a Limbaugh.
Nobody has to hear Limbaugh a little more. We can hear Limbaugh a lot less, and I'd be very happy. Backblast. Mm. Oh, this is nice. This sounds like a family activity. Baking brownies. Mm. Honey, gather the kids. We're going to bake some brownies. And
since we're on bees, do we have bay mallards?
No. That doesn't apparently, oh, because it sounds like a duck.
Yeah, bay mallards.
Bay mallards. Well, if they want to go to the Rockland Boulders.
Janice Nauer Costa, a.k.a. my mother-in-law, if you'd like to go to the...
Oh, your wife must be so proud.
Yeah, her mom calls it bay mallards.
Hold on, let me text Eddie.
We're so proud of Eddie. I love our grandchildren, but here's a fart call.
We watch bring families
the kids,
together.
Watch the kids for a moment. I've got to tell
you. I'll just hit her up and I'll just take the tickets and go. Hey, you want to watch the kids? We're going to a ball game.
All right. So, yeah, just email a message Ed, since these are Ed's friends and family, unfortunately for him. and we'll get you in. A barn burner. I like that. This one's nice and simple. Beef.
Yeah.
That's a little crass.
Yeah. It's like kindergarten.
We can do better.
Yeah.
This is like kindergarten. Beep your horn. I like that. Forgive me, I'm just going to beep my horn.
I don't know why, but I just keep getting these flashbacks of this one video I saw online a long time ago. This autistic kid going like, I beep the horn. He's just like slapping this cozy coop horn. Should not be laughing at that. But
it's entertaining.
True.
Belching clown. I like that.
Belching clown?
Just see an ass with big oversized shoes.
Maybe they're talking about the balloon knot being the clown's nose. And I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
Really? I want to do investigative reporting on that, do you?
Yeah. That should be my homework assignment.
It can be arranged.
Okay, yeah.
Belching clown. I like the belching clown. Bench warmer. That makes sense.
That's a good one.
That's good in winter.
That's good.
Yeah, if you're ever sitting outside there watching a ball game in the winter, sometimes a bench warmer is good.
I especially love the vinyl benches at like a Burger King. great acoustics come from those.
And you have the fuel to do it. Burger King does not stay long.
No, especially the onion rings.
Yeah, they are made to toothpick. Blast. I don't like this next one, Blatt. They're incorporating my last name. It's Davin Rosenfart. I don't like that. Blatt. I don't like that at all. Blurp? No.
No.
Blurt?
Nah.
Didn't Chris Monty have a spot in that and Vic DiBattista?
But
Paul Blurt Mail Fart? No. I got to laugh. I got to laugh. Better than you've done, my friend. Sure, I went a gas too far, but I got to laugh. Bomber, I like that. That's aggressive.
Good. I consider that. That would be more like if somebody's dropping a deuce, though. Like, that's a bomber.
Yeah, but, you know, that, we're not doing that list tonight.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
Trucker Tom says, God of Thunder.
I've got an anal burp that just came in.
I bet you do. No, we did not have anal burp. Boom Boom. I like that.
I've heard that with kids.
I'm going to make a boom boom.
Yeah.
I like
but that.
That.
Made, that's taking a dump.
Yeah, that's a little confusing. Yeah. Booty Bomb. I like that.
That's a good one.
Makes me think I'm going to hit a girl with a big ass and she's going to fart at me. A little booty bomb.
You knock you down.
It's that musk. I don't know. It just drives you crazy.
A booty cough. Do you have a Ludens? I got a booty cough. Just serve it right in.
Shove it in the asshole.
A button blast?
It sounds like when I eat too much.
So, always. A button burp? Oh, bottom burp, excuse me. Bottom blast and bottom burp. All right. Booty belch? Break wind, that's obvious. A brown cloud. I like that.
Brown cloud is good. Yeah.
It creates an image.
I wish I was able to draw cartoons because I draw this fart cloud with an evil look and just have it float around on the people's noses. Yeah. What was that? It was me. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Finds an nostril and scoops it.
Yeah. And just like hides behind a plant. Uh-huh. And then it floats under somebody's nose. Yeah.
This you put thought into. Yeah. Writing your comedy act, writing shit for this show, not so much. But a fart cartoon, that has your attention.
Well, I also wanted to...
Farts are universally funny, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's hysterical. Fart. Yeah, they're amazing.
Brown cloud, brown haze.
Brown haze. Dun, dun,
dun. By the way, people don't know that was Hendrix's original title for this
one. Yes. Purple, so look, you know, you just make it purple, Jimmy.
It was dangerous times, so it was a little racist. Yeah. Brown thunder.
That sounds like a total blowout in a bowl.
Yeah.
Bubbler. I like that, like, if you happen to be in a tub.
Yeah.
Or a pool, a little bubbler.
Bubbler.
And they tickle your spine.
Or those ones. Yeah, every one of us is guilty of this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever sat down on, like, a hot day when you're in your car and, like, you tear ass and it comes out the front and that bubble just comes up the side of your sack and thigh and pops out of the front?
No. No, I didn't even know this was possible.
Bullshit.
No, seriously, I didn't even know that was possible.
Maybe,
Joe?
Maybe.
I don't know. I used to do it in the bathtub.
You ever have a wraparound fart?
No, I used to do it in the
union thing. I don't know.
A fart in a bathtub is one of the funniest things ever. It's like a miracle of engineering.
You know? What Ed described is a miracle of engineering.
That's true. That's
he
true.
Makes a fart take a U-turn. That's hard to do.
Crowded hot tubs are also fun.
Yeah.
Not if you want to get laid, stupid. Oh, that's going to be a hot fart. Yuck. Bull snort?
A bull snort?
A bull snort.
I've heard of buck snort. Not bull snort.
A duck snort is a baseball term for a little blooper.
No, buck snort.
No, I understand. Oh, yeah. I heard you. I'm here. A Bumson burner. Bumson burner. Like, take
I'm
off a Bumson.
Give that one two thumbs down.
I like it. A little science, a little punny science.
I'm going to let it sneak into the C minus.
Oh, good. Now we know. A bung blast.
That's good.
Burner?
Eh.
A burp out the wrong end, which is kind of like my mom saying burping the tush.
Yeah.
But this is my mom's is a little shorter. This is a little wordy.
Yeah. It's a little wordy.
It's a little much for a fart. I mean,
workshopping it.
Just saying. Better be a long fart. Bust ass. I've heard that. Butt bazooka. A little aggressive. I can see Trump saying
Lieutenant,
that.
Lieutenant, get the butt bazooka.
Trump, we're gonna hit North Korea with our butt bazookas. It's gonna be great.
P.U., what that smell? What that smell?
Bet you didn't see that coming to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, no, 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 see, no, see, did not see.
My military has the best butt bazookas.
That's
they're
right.
The greatest.
Gonna
You're
great.
Gonna love them.
You're gonna be great.
I wonder if this is on here. Talking out your ass should be on here. Is that on here? No, that should be on there. Talking out your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That should be on there. Butt bongos. Well, they just ruined Howard Stern's bit.
Yeah, that's no. Terrible.
The Butt Cheek Screech. I bet he's getting more work than I am.
That sounds like a song.
Sounds like Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
The Butt Cheek Screech. That's like Ted Nugent's follow-up to Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
Butt- Cameron and Screech were hanging out together. That's what would happen.
Yeah. A Butt Cheek Screech. Dustin's actually a nice enough fella. I could do without Kirk, though.
Yeah. It's funny. He's a dock strike, though.
He's not a fan of your work either. he wants to know if you're still workshopping the cough bit.
Yeah. I think I was doing that and running around. No, that was really early. That was really early.
I hope so. A butt tumbling. That's cute. I like
a
little butt. A butt dumpling. But that sounds like you shit your pants.
Oh, yeah. That's like a little piece of shit in your drawers.
I said tumpling.
No, dumpling. I might have said it wrong. Can you imagine that you call your guy? Oh, you're my little butt dumpling. I could do that. A butt sneeze. That's going to be messy.
Yeah.
That's a wet fart. Can't believe I'm doing fucking 45 minutes of fart shit on this stuff, on this show.
Fart shit.
But the old butt trumpet.
Butt trumpet is always a good one. Yeah.
Butt tuba. Butt yodeling. I like that.
I like that.
Well, butt yodeling.
Gotta like drop me a little butt yodel.
Oh, I like this one. A cheek squeak.
There you go.
A cheeser. Yuck. Oh, this is a good one. This is for the fellas out there. Little, if you want to feel like an athlete, a little colon bowling. Like that.
I've heard of colon blow. That's definitely a new one, though.
The cornhole clap.
That sounds like a song. Let's all do the cornhole clap. Dun, dun, dun.
Old 60s song.
Yeah.
The cornhole tremor. Hmm. Rush Limbaugh would deny it existed and call it a liberal conspiracy. Don't hold your nose. It's a liberal conspiracy. The cornhole tremor. They're trying to get you to buy toilet paper. Don't do it. The crack concert. Now, did you guys ever have to sell tickets for the crack concert?
Well, I mean, we did work for Rocco, and I'm pretty sure he was on crack.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, this is nice. Crap call. Hmm. Cut one.
Heard that.
Cut the cheese. Heard that. Drifter, right now there's an old black guy going, this is bullshit. I was in a successful band. Don't call me a drifter. Dropping stink bombs. I like that. I like that. Again, I could see our president saying that about Kim Jong-un.
Dropping stink bombs.
I'm going to drop the stink bombs.
He's going to shock it all.
He's been... A duck call. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Exercise... Oh, excuse me. Exhume the dinner corpse. I like that for your...
I kind of feel like that would be like... Anal birth, though.
And yeah, that's kind of... Yeah.
Anal birth?
Yeah.
Exhume the... That's taking a dump.
Yeah.
That's a bad dump. That's disqualified.
Pants have been stained.
That's right.
Mm. A fanny beep.
Fanny beep?
A fanny beep. Oh, that's adorable.
That sounds like the nice lady that's down the street.
Sure. Yeah. It is.
Hi, Fanny. How are you? Dear, I bake some cookies. Who's that? That's Fanny Beep. She's a deer. She's a spinster. Lives with cats.
She has to. She keeps farting. No man wants to live with that ass.
But she's a nice lady.
Oh, for the kids, along that line, Fanny Frog. Like a puppet, like the new character on Sesame Street. It's just Fanny Frog, but his breath stinks, so none of the other Muppets want to hang out with him. Fanny Frog has no friends. Aw. Yeah. Bird won't hang out with him. Kermit won't date him.
Who's the fucker that lives in a garbage pail? What's his name?
Oscar the
Grouch.
Who's the fucker? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? It's a fucking lovable Muppet. How's that fucker?
Oh, I love him. He goes, who the hell is this? Comes out of his can. That would be me if I was on Sesame Street.
Good see. Fecal fume.
I like that.
Yeah, but it makes it sound like there's particles, though. You don't want to be behind that. Like you're going to get hit with some backsplash.
Well, what a fart does, if there's a log in the chamber, the fart travels over it. It picks up the stink on the way out.
You're right. No, it does. That's how you know.
Yeah.
When you get the Rice Krispie farts, the cluster farts.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie farts?
Yeah, they snap, crackle, pop. Like you're just like.
Yeah, so what it does. Yeah, so.
You know,
you're
just popping, bubbling.
So when it goes over the log, it picks up the stink and then comes out.
Yeah, that's how you know you're going to have to take a poop soon.
Yes. It's like the thunder before a storm.
Or it also means that you're going to be able to get out of work really soon.
Really, think about it. It's like the thunder. It's like, oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Uh-oh,
thunder and lightning.
Storms are brewing.
Storms are brewing.
Don't Rush Limbaugh. Don't believe it. I shit my pants because of Rush Limbaugh told me not to worry about it. Just a ploy to get toilet paper.
Fire in the hole.
I like that.
Fizzler.
Fizzler? Fizzbitch.
Flatus. I thought it was like Flotus.
That almost sounds like an actual scientific term, though. I don't know if I would count that.
Sounds like the shittiest animal ever. Here's our platypus, and here's his ugly cousin, Flatus. Flatus the platypus. Floater. I like that. Floater.
Floater's good.
fluffy. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
No, unless you're Gabriel Iglesias, you have to be fluffy to be fluffy. free speech.
I like that.
Hey, this is my constitutional right. And my constipational.
America.
My constipational right.
I'm a proud member of Y'all-Qaeda.
Frump.
Oh?
Frump.
Gas is obvious. Oh, uh-oh. I have a feeling I'm going to be a target of a nasty tweet after I say this, but I must go down the list. Joseph, I apologize. Get out and walk, Donald.
Nah.
I don't walk. People carry me.
People carry
me. I have the nastiest farts. Get out and walk, Donald. I guess, again, because of the duck thing.
Mm.
The Great Brown Cloud, I like that.
That's a good one. The Great Brown Cloud.
See, Linus fucking waiting for it.
Yeah. I've got a shit, Charlie Brown.
Oh, my goodness.
We're juvenile.
Well, this part of the show we are. Grunt. Gurgler.
Oof.
Oh, this is adorable. The old hiney hiccup.
That's a good one.
I like that. Hisser. That's an aggressive fart. It's warning you. Bad shit's coming.
Yeah.
No, seriously. It's coming. It's hissing at you.
Hiss.
Honker. I like that. Oh, this one might be my favorite. This might be a little wordy, but it uses literature, and I'm a big fan of that. Horton hears a poo. That might be my favorite. Come on, what's better than Horton hears a poo? It's good for the kids and adults.
Everybody get fart and enjoy.
Sure. Hot wind. Yeah. Hottie, that's just going to lure me in. I'm going to think there's some hot dame, and then all of a sudden, it's just the fart. I got you close.
There's a company that we deal with called Silent Heat, and I just laugh because it just sounds like a, you know.
Now, I know you pose as Blue Hawk. How come you don't pose as a fart when you deal with Silent Heat? It's Silent Heat. Quick, Joe's a brown cloud today.
I'm a superhero. I can't pose
as a fart.
It sounds
like a weird lurking rape porn.
Silent Heat.
Quite specific.
Yeah.
Quite the specific reference.
I know what I like.
Clearly.
I know what I like. Man with discriminating taste.
Yeah, nothing but class. The human hydrogen bomb. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Insane in the methane. I like that.
That's great. That's insane in the methane. And that's just like what you could dance and swing your ass and fart and just sing that song.
Sure, and if the bass is loud enough, nobody knows you're fine.
I might actually try that when I get home.
Yeah, when you get home.
Son. I'm going to show that to my son.
Oh.
I thought you and your wife had a special date night planned.
Not anymore.
No,
I don't involve
that. Panty whisper.
Nice. Lay an egg. I've heard that. That was the thing as a kid, laid an egg. I guess it would be a rotten egg. Let Polly out of jail. Oh, is fucking Trump pardoning Polly? That pardon stinks. Mouse on a motorcycle?
I've heard similar.
Nasty cough? The O-ring oboe. I like that. A little music.
This
music
is good. This kind of goes along with what you just said. Ringing the Taco Bell.
Ringing the Taco Bell? Better run for the border. Huddle, huddle. One man salute. Orchestra practice.
Oh, McClinton practice.
Yeah.
Let it go. Drop it.
Get it fart.
Panty burp. Peter. Pewee. Uh-oh, Joe. What do you think the next one is?
I don't know.
Pip.
Oh, that's funny.
We have Fart Helix, who's our normal co-host here.
Oh, that's funny.
Playing the part of Fart Helix, and I'll be Ed Lewis. Pip. We have to call her. That's that. Every time I announce her, I have to play the fart sound from now on. That's fucking great. That's what happens when you miss the show. Poof, I've heard that. Poop gopher. Pootsa. Pop-Tart. Power Puff. Puffer. Putt-Putt, I've heard. Quack. Heard that. Ever go, what's that? Ever friend go, hey, what's that? Like, you know, you heard a noise, but you don't know what that is?
Mm.
All right. Quaker. Raspberry.
That's like what you do on a kid's belly.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think there's laws, mister.
Only if they complain or you're within a school zone.
No, there's still laws, you fucking freak. Rattler.
Rattler's good.
What?
Rattler's good.
Rectal turbulence. I like that.
That's what, this is your captain speaking. We are having rectal turbulence. Please, the oxygen masks are dropping down now. Dun.
You just do that and just totally sack them.
Yeah.
This is your captain speaking. If you look over your left, you'll see the Grand Canyon. If you look over the right, you'll see my ass.
That cloud outside that's brown, that's a fart. And rectal turbulence.
This is your captain speaking. A little bit of bad news, folks. I had some Taco Bell before the flight. Y'all are going to be experiencing some rectal turbulence. We're going to need you to get in your seat. The captain's experiencing some rectal turbulence.
Can you see like the flight attendant explaining? Now, when the captain farts, she holds her nose.
Squeeze your cheeks.
Hold your nose.
Now, let me ask you the question. Now, if you're in the middle, I have a question. If you're in the middle or window seat and you have to leave and walk past the person on the aisle and you drop one on a plane in their face, would that be rectal turbulence?
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually crop dusting.
I've heard crop dusting.
And it has
I can't believe crop dusting wasn't on the list.
That's true. And it has an aeronautical theme.
Mm-hmm. Rip ass, I've heard.
Got it. Yeah.
Ripper, I've heard. R or from... Oh, excuse me. They just fucking put a space in there for no reason. Roar from the rear. I like that. It's an aggressive
Sounds part. Like a new like Game of Thrones theme.
Yeah.
She has dragons. He has a roar from the rear.
On season 11, Game of Thrones, roar from the rear.
Poor fucking Peter Dinklage is at ass level. He's just getting beaten up by
farts.
That
dude is cool as shit, by the way.
Trucker Tom says of the anal turbulence, you may experience a change in cabin pressure.
You got it wrong. It's rectal turbulence.
Rectal turbulence, but
the thought still counts. A rump roar? I like this one. Silly cyanide. I like that.
Yeah.
Slider? I might be what I throw tomorrow at the Rockland Boulders game. Funny. I drop a slider.
Mm.
Sphincter siren. Fart, 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 fart.
Out of my way, citizen. I'm going to take a shit. Move it.
We should get sphincter sirens like when you got to really go.
Shit emergency. Shit emergency, citizen. Out of my way.
That obnoxious European
That's
siren.
What I was doing. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
You hear it in like every freaking like Israeli bombing video or Palestine or something like that. It's same siren in every background video. It's crazy.
Sphincter whistle.
Okay.
Spitter.
Ugh. Ooh, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That makes bacon strips.
That's tacos. Oh, yeah.
Bacon strips.
I'm Jewish, though, so I...
Oh, you can't have that.
I can't leave bacon strips.
Oh.
You never have bacon, huh?
I've had bacos.
Bacos don't count.
That's artificial.
I've had turkey bacon.
Never had bacon, huh?
Never had Taylor ham.
Never had Taylor ham. That's a Jersey thing, though. Yeah. Taylor ham's a Jersey
You got to wait till Moses is away and then have some.
I'll wait for Kirk Cameron to rule on it, and then I'll then I'll obey. Split the seam. I like that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
A squeaker. The Yankees wanted a squeaker. You mean they won the game? No, CeCe Sabathia dropped the fart. It was a squeaker. Stale wind. That's Game of Thrones. Winter is coming, and there's a stale wind.
That actually could be the next Vikings theme.
Blowing out their horn.
There's a stale wind cometh. We must fight to the death.
It's going to be a staunchy battle. Yeah.
Staunchy. Starchy. Steam press your Calvins. I like that.
What?
What? Because it's a wet, moist fart, and you got your Calvin Klein's on. I never showed that commercial.
How was that food?
Obsession.
That's a great. How was your food? I steam pressed my Calvin's.
Joe, are you wearing Obsession? No, that's flatulence. Flatulence by Calvin Klein.
I steam pressed my Calvin's.
That's great.
Steamer. Step on a duck. I've used that one myself. Poor duck. Step on a frog.
Mm.
I'll use that. Stink it up. Stink it up.
Stink it up. Pew, 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 pew. Stink it up. Pew, 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 pew.
Sounds like Weird Al should have done that one.
Yeah.
Stinker, of course. Stinky. Oh, I like this one. This one's adorable. The old tink tickle. It's true.
Stale air biscuit just came in.
We've had stale wind.
Okay.
And we've had air biscuits.
Tennessee walking spiders?
What's with spider? I guess because it looks like a butthole?
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know.
I really never thought about these things before.
Tennessee barking spiders.
Trucker Tom had a barking spider. He just
called HUD.
He just didn't make it a state. So, I mean, you know.
Giggle Buddies.
Oh, that's a good one. I like this.
Flapper Bappers.
What now?
Yeah,
what are they, like, farts from the 1920s? They're Flapper Bappers.
See, check this out. I've got a Flapper Bapper here.
Nah, say, yeah, you're not a Flapper. Hey, Muggsy, hold your nose. Gee, boss, you stink. Why, you? I'm going to give
him. He just toted. He's got moxie.
Yeah. Quiet with that. There's a dame coming.
Trouser cough.
Trouser cough, yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
Tear ass. Heard that a lot.
Love that.
Yeah.
Tear ass.
I love it.
Sounds painful, but it's a good one. Testing in the Levi wind tunnel.
Not as good as the
Calvins. A little wordy, yeah, but.
Marinating the Calvins was great, or whatever the hell it was.
steam pressing. No, steam. Although marinating your ball sack's a good one, too, now that I made it up.
Yeah.
My balls have been sitting in farts for all day. Yeah. Here they are, honey. Blow me. Thunder from Down Under. I like
that's
that.
Good. That could work.
Sure, why not? All right, we are almost done with this. Thurp?
Thurp.
What? Thurp.
Yeah.
And if, and if you're Mike Tyson, thurp. Thurp.
There was this one guy, and I punched him so hard that he thurped right in the boxing ring.
And once again, Joe's job is in jeopardy. There's a voice you can't do.
Mike Tyson, I can do Mike Tyson.
That's not bad.
No. Uh-huh.
Toot your own horn.
Yeah.
Well, nobody else is going to toot it.
I thought you were talking about me and the bit.
Both. Tootsie, for those who like Dustin Hoffman and Caitlyn Jenner. Trouser cough.
Yeah. Yep.
Trouser trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. The old trunk bunk.
Trunk bunk.
Trunk bunk. I just like it because it rhymes. Mm. Oh, I like this one a lot. Rush Limbaugh might not approve. Might be a liberal conspiracy, but I'm going to say turd tremors. Yeah, the liberals are going to try it. There's turd tremors coming, but there's not. Hold your britches, ladies and gentlemen.
There was another tremor one in there earlier.
I like anything with a tremor.
Mm.
A turtle burp?
Turtle burp?
A turtle burp. That's a Mitch McConnell burp.
I'm going to fight.
It does look like an old-ass Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah.
John Stewart did the impression of him from like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, that turtle.
I'm going to turtle burp.
The old tushy tickler. Again, sounds like 1920s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to throw a splitter now? I'm going to give him the old tushy tickler. High and tight.
Ugh.
Under Thunder. No. I like Thunder from Down Under better than Under Thunder. No.
That sounds like the Sicilian version of the previous one.
You know what I thought?
Sicilian is just like the lazy ass Italian.
Yeah.
Along those lines, I thought it was like the no frills. Like, you know how you go to the supermarket and they have the name brands and the no frills? That's the no frills part,
like
right?
Dr. Pepper, and then right underneath is the store brand Dr. Thunder or something. Like that.
Or Nurse Practitioner Pip, you know? Yeah. You can't afford Dr. Pepper. Have Nurse Practitioner Pip. Wallop. I like that. This one's going to pack a wallop.
Oh,
that's
a
warning.
Wallop.
Joe, clear the decks. I'm going to wallop.
Yep.
You're not sticking around to see what comes next. You're leaving. Whiff?
I think like you would catch a whiff of the wallop.
Yes. I don't like this one because it confuses you. It lures you into thinking something positive is going to happen, but it's not. Whoopee.
Nah.
I could associate every fart with Whoopi Goldberg, so I'd be okay with that.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's a shot there. And the final one, number 150. Plus all the ones our fine fans have given us tonight. Because I'll tell you what, if there's one thing our fans know, apparently it's named for farts.
That's right.
And this one might be copyright infringement. I don't know if this one's allowed to be named.
Is it a product of a burger chain?
It is.
Yeah.
I got it.
No, Joe, it's not a square hamburger.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think, Joe?
It's a Whopper.
It most certainly is. But shouldn't Big Mac be on there, too, then? I mean, both are equally egregious.
Well, Slider was on there, and that's what they call White Castle burgers. So.
No, that's what White Castle calls it, but trying to lure you into thinking something's good. Sometimes you get delicious
Slider, and it's just going to slide right out of you.
Yeah, just had to whop it. It is fecal. It's a menace.
What?
Comes out right by my penis. It is.
Apparently, you've been there before.
You remember the Whopper song?
No.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us.
No, sing us the original and then do your fart version.
Oh, have hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. When you let you is have it your way, have it your way. So, you know.
So what was that about going by your penis?
No, it is fecal. It's a menace. It comes out by your penis.
Have it your way.
That's where the infringement starts.
Yeah. So the infringement.
Although by copyright standards, if you change 15% of it, it's now yours and fair game.
Yeah.
I think Joe changed mostly everything about
it. Yeah.
Just
but
like
you could get nailed for the jingle.
You keep it under 35
I guess you would
seconds.
Have to ask them for permission like Weird Al does.
It's like samples. You got to keep it under 35 seconds.
What, we don't have the Stairway to Heaven version
of
that?
No, but Weird Al has to get Weird Al has to get permission for all the songs.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, okay.
Please, I will not fuck with Weird Al. Right. If there's one thing I respect in this world, it's Weird Al.
That's right.
He needs to do another album.
He did.
He probably does, but nobody knows.
He did another one?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I certainly hope he does some Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift.
So do I.
You know what you know what? They should call a fart a Weird Al. I just dropped a Weird Al. That's a good name for a fart. Mm. No?
I'm having trouble with the simile here.
No, not as a takeoff on him. I just think it's a good name for a fart, a Weird Al. It's like, what's that? A Weird Al.
It's like a sandwich.
Everything's a sandwich with you. Are you hungry?
No, I'm just saying it sounds like a sandwich.
From where?
Like a deli.
The shittiest place in the world.
Deli. I'm like a Weird Al.
Well, yeah, if they're honoring him.
Okay.
What would be on your Weird Al?
Limburger.
We're off to a good start.
Liverwurst.
There we go. Onions?
Onions.
Garlic?
Fried or
garlic?
Raw.
Everything's raw.
Raw.
Broccoli Rob?
Broccoli Rob.
With Limburger?
Mustard.
Mustard?
Now, are we going spicy or what are we doing?
A little more spicy.
Got to
do
spicy. Horseradish mustard on it.
Yes.
See, I disagree. This is such a wonderful sandwich. A little wasabi.
Wasabi, it's like Asian now.
Oh, really?
You know?
Wasabi is the thing that draws it over the line?
Well, Joe's like, too much.
That's the limit?
This doesn't sound realistic at all. You've ruined my sandwich.
Nobody's going to eat this.
That's it. That's it. Liver onions, Limburger, raw onions, raw garlic. That was fine, but wasabi.
Wasabi? How dare you?
I was going to buy this now.
You ruined it. No, it's not appetizing at all.
What kind of bread would it be on? Focaccia?
Oh, nice.
It would be on rye.
Why rye?
I think
would put it on sheet of bread.
I was going to say pumpernickel.
Why? Because it's brown?
No, because it's going to look like a classy pile of shit, at least.
Pumpernickel classes it
but
up.
But you know what, though? Yeah. But it's like you order something like that. How do you want it? I want it on rye.
Yeah.
Also, you know? Pumpernickel. I want it.
So a sandwich like that is only ordered by some old freaking like Korean war vet who's hard of hearing and wears that hat real high.
That's a lot of
demo.
Thought has gone into this.
That's
apparently.
The demo.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree with the bread, though. I think potato bread.
Potato
bread? Potato sounds like something that's going to smell nasty. It doesn't, but.
Yeah, but no.
How about matzah? Matzah will bind you up and cause farts.
What do you want that sandwich on? Your finest unleavened bread, please.
I hope you have strites.
Could you go in the back? Yeah, what do we make it? I don't know. The apostle over here came in and went disgusting fucking thing.
Well, sir, the matzah's crumbling. That's okay.
We need somebody to get a picture of this sandwich created somewhere.
Well, Ed, you gave yourself more homework. Good for you.
My friend Jim Laird used to go in the deli and order the most disgusting sandwiches. I go, what the fuck are you doing? I order the most disgusting stuff and watch them trying not to vomit making it.
Is that the one that threw farts?
No. That's my buddy Alex.
My dad gets Limburger. He still loves it.
Ugh.
And like he oh.
Limburger, the cheese for somebody that wants to live alone.
But my buddy Alex used to throw his farts. We'd go motocross riding and we'd be in his pickup truck and we'd be at a light, he'd fart in his hand and go poof. And it's like
you can absolutely pitch farts.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what I should do tomorrow at the Boulders game? Where's the ball? Who cares? Wait a second. There's a fart coming your way.
It's a good cup, you just cup it.
Yeah.
And it just
He was the master.
You can't go over the top.
No, over the top. You don't have a hat like a switch. No, over the
top.
No,
you got to go with the poof throw. Poof. Smelly farts.
No, but I mean like...
Like he's one of Batman's enemies from the 60s series. Are you fighting King Tut? No. It's the fart thrower.
You go out in a pickup truck, going out motocross, bike riding, man, and on the way be like, poof, smelly farts, dude.
Or just like a sinister laugh and farting at the same time. Same bad underwear, same bad farts.
I'm telling you, the aroma, if you want to call it that, or the musk of the three of us traveling down to Texas and back without stopping or showering was atrocious.
Oh.
I think FEMA declared your place a disaster.
It was horrible. I mean, we all ate truck stop food the whole way down because we were just in a rush to get there. So we had horrendous gas. My friend Ron, who went, he only eats chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks or mac and cheese.
Right.
So he had 24 mozzarella sticks at one stop.
Oh my God.
And then a 12-pack of chicken nuggets.
What could possibly go wrong? That's the noise.
When back in the 80s, mid-80s, I went out to Anthony Cumia and Joe Cumia's father's ranch out in California. And now I'm eating all this Southwestern cook, and we're staying in a trailer, and I was just laying them out. So Joe is a week away. Anthony goes to me, dude, if you think my brother is going to put up with this. And I go, we'll see. The first night Joe's there, LA went out. Get out. I'm like, where am I going to sleep? Outside, man. The coyotes are going to get me. No, they're not. You'll just kill them with the fart. Out. Get out. He threw me out.
You'd be warm farting away like that. You're never cold when you fart.
Somebody does something like that, you have to reward them with an upper deck.
Yeah. Upper deck?
You don't know what an upper deck is?
No.
You take the lid off the tank and shit in the tank.
Oh, my God.
So that way, when they flush, they get 1,000 flushes of brown.
1,000 flushes of brown.
I made the mistake of doing it on the... past the statute of limitations now. So, Taco Bell on 23 in Wayne when we were kids. They gave us horrible service. So my
at
buddy,
a Taco Bell?
Yeah.
How could that be?
I don't know. So my buddy dared me to do it. And like the worst thing you could tell me is you won't.
I've seen that, yes.
As you've seen.
I've seen that, yes.
So I go in and I do it. I didn't look down. I just figured, you know, it's a regular toilet, water. I'm done, and I'm like, I did not hear a splash. What the fuck is going on?
Because it's one of the flush mates.
One of them air canisters.
It's for flush a flush mate. Yeah, you shit on the barrel.
It was there. So at that point, I was so proud. I had to send people in to verify because.
Well, this is before we had smartphones. We could take a picture of such work,
which is a great thing because so much shit that we did as kids, we would have been in jail for all of us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know? But we verified that thing still existed. Up to about 7 years, and it finally broke down after about 7 years.
Shit broke down? Or the
finally, yeah.
Wait, the shit was sitting there the whole time?
They never, yeah, because why would you take the toilet apart? I mean, if it didn't break, nobody would
go
in.
So it just always perpetually smells bad in there?
It turned white. It looked like...
Well, yeah, like dog poop.
Yeah, but it just looked like that on an air canister. It was great.
That might be the most vile story we've ever told on this show.
Oh, then you don't.
And we've talked about Joe coming on a woman's leg before he sneaks out.
You don't want to know about the one then at the Clark Diner.
It's another shit story.
Yeah, well, it was
last one before we wrap this awful show up.
So, my wife, if you're listening, you can verify this one.
Oh my God!
It was one of our first dates.
All right, no disrespect to your wife, but how desperate is she to fucking stay with you after a monumental shit story?
You know what? I think it's more like the...
How big was your cock? I mean, really, that's where we are.
So we go out. I'm with a couple friends. Tom McCaskill, he was one of the ones that gave me...
Because, you know, this is where they want the shout out on the radio.
Oh, yeah. No, Tom turned purple.
Their shit accessories
turned purple for this one.
Accessories?
Yeah.
We're at a diner in Central Jersey. And my wife, I don't know, if you ordered a chicken salad sandwich, what would you expect would be on it?
Chicken salad.
Okay, anything else?
Lettuce? Tomato, lettuce.
Okay, normal stuff. Lettuce, tomato, maybe onion if they're getting exotic. Who the fuck puts vinegar on top of that sandwich?
You can't put it with the mayo. It's going to turn in your tum-tum.
Right. Ugh. So she gets bread soaked in vinegar, and she takes a bite, and she was disgusted by it. So I, you know, me trying to be like, you know, hero boyfriend or whatever.
Are you going to try to tell us this is chivalry coming up?
This was some chivalry.
Why don't you just for another sandwich without vinegar? Why don't you just ask for another sandwich without vinegar on it?
Because that would make sense.
She was so worried that the waitress was going to like do something to our food.
She just did. She gave you a sandwich with vinegar and mayonnaise.
So I start eating this thing, and I gave her...
You're spite eating.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
I spite eat it, and I give her... I think I had a Reuben. she housed the thing, and I'm like hoping that she didn't
like
it.
She housed the thing like she's a fucking wildebeest.
She destroyed this thing, and I'm like looking, I'm like, oh, you know.
Oh, she loves you so much right now.
I mean, you know when you're on like a first date or first couple dates, like you don't want to eat a lot.
Yeah, you're
right,
yeah, yeah.
You're nervous. Oh, I don't want her to think I'm fucking savage.
Or 20 years later, going to wind up on a radio show.
Right. So, I'm eating this sandwich, and it is just tearing me up while I'm sitting there. And she's just going to work on this fucking Reuben that I ordered for myself.
So this is, thing is hitting you, you know, like ripping your part as soon as it's...
Because, again, as Joe mentioned, asking them to take it back is out of the question.
Listen, I worked in food service, and I know what happens to food.
I worked in a restaurant, too.
So I just won't do it. Yeah. So I eat this thing. I tell my buddy Lenny. I was like, dude, I got to go to the bathroom. He's like, are you okay? Like, I was sweating.
Yeah, you start turning white, get clammy.
Yep. So I was like, dude, fuck this waitress. Fuck this diner. I'm going to go destroy this bathroom. I'm going to upper deck it. First, I was
like how you have a go-to move.
Well, normally I would shit in the urinal.
Who does that?
But he was in a good mood.
I was,
but he's a gentleman on a date.
Yeah. So I go in there, and the worst thing happens. I take the lid off, and I put it on the seat. My feet accidentally kick the lid out, and it shatters on the floor.
Oh, no.
This little kid is in the bathroom and, like, pushes on the door to see what happened, and the door lock didn't work. And he just sees me sitting on the top of the toilet, dropping horrible
Mommy!
Setting an awful example.
He's using the toilet wrong.
Mommy, you trained me to do it wrong. Look at this man. He looks happy. I'm sitting on the wrong spot, Mommy.
I did what I had to do.
I love
I was in the trenches.
Like you're a sniper.
Yeah.
In Nam. What are you?
Yeah, really? Like you rescued captives.
Yeah.
You did what you had. You're a fucking war hero.
Yeah, I did what I had to do. All right. So I come out and like I can't hold a straight face when I do something like that. I'm dying. I get up to Lenny. Lenny turns.
You know, by the way, Lenny is the right name for this story.
Yeah. Lenny turns as purple as that folder over there and just goes in thinking that I'm full of shit.
Well, you're not anymore.
Now the bad, the toilet tank is.
He walks in and he just comes out with a little tiny piece of that toilet top. And he's like, you're a fucking asshole. I go to this restaurant all the time. We need to leave now.
Yeah, but they don't know it's you. Well, unless the little boy squeals.
I don't know.
He's got to die.
I don't know.
I go up to the kid and buy him ice cream. Shh. You know?
I would just choke him out.
So when you're done giving the little children raspberries, you choke them out. You're not a creep.
That's funny.
My van
coming to a hurricane disaster area near you. Yeah, but Red Cross is the problem.
We had free candy and duct tape on the side of the truck, so it was okay.
Who are you bringing to my home? What are you doing, Joseph?
Stop it.
You stop it! You let these people know where I live, you animal!
He gets all serious.
Joseph, how dare you?
You're talking to me like I'm in trouble.
You might be. Yeah.
If you use the middle name, that's when you know you're in trouble.
I'll tell you what. Joseph T. Curry. T is for Tushy Trumpeter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Pip Helix can't get back here soon enough. HR is going to have a meeting, mister. By the way, you're in charge of fucking monitoring him in the bathroom. You're going in there with him.
Oh,
I don't trust
funny.
This animal.
Funny.
My home. Because I got to live with the repercussions.
Well, if something stinks in the bathroom after a couple of days, you know where to look.
True. Something. Usually something stinks down here on Tuesday nights. Yeah. But all right. Well, this has been a varied show. We have covered the gamut. We've talked about nonsense. We've talked about important topics. We made Ed look good for a brief amount of time.
And then ruined all credibility.
I did not. You just revealed who you are. I did nothing to do that. But you know what? We have sponsors that pay for this. Pay to be associated with this. If anybody wants tickets to the Rockland Boulders that it came in with the farts, now's the time to let Ed know, and he will pass that on to me, and I will get you a pair of tickets for the Rockland Boulders tomorrow. Boulder's a good name for a fart. Dropping a boulder.
No, that's the name for a dropping a deuce.
Yeah, but there was a lot of dropping the deuces things on there.
I know, but...
Pebbles?
Pebbles is the same
How about
thing.
A bam-bam?
That's when you take a crap.
Everything is shit with you.
Well, in those phrases, yeah.
So what's one of yours?
What, for farts?
No, Joe. For taking care of young homeless children.
Oh, well then.
Wrong guy. I didn't ask you for a reason, fucking pedophile. What is it with all your friends having little fucking, I'm not saying they did things, but allegedly underage. What is it with you and all your friends? At least the other one you brought me to his house. This one you're bringing to my home. What is wrong with you, Joseph?
Look, we all pulled our money and bought an ice cream truck. I don't know what your problem is.
Is that what happened with the old fencing truck?
Fence, ice cream, no.
I just can't drive it in a school zone. That's it.
Let's thank some folks for allowing this. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. What is your problem? I got to do serious stuff now. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge. Sounds like another name for a fart. The cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
You want to see how this turns out. It's on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need you have, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Have a great show coming up November 7th. Who do we have in that show? Did we find out yet?
Mike Morris is headlining. So November 10th.
Oh, November 10th. All right. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
You want to do Giancarelli's after I do Francesco's, or you want me to knock them all out?
Knock them all out.
Not right. What?
I don't have the read.
I do.
I'll take the read then.
All right then. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Our next comedy show coming up there is October 13th. October 13th. It would be Coleman Green is your headliner. October 13th. Coleman Green. So check that out. 973-925-1100.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. Quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. San Gennaro.
You should know that. You're part Italian.
San Gennaro. San Gennaro. First time doing the read.
It's a place, stupid.
San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's just like a great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See the complete menu on their website, GiancarellisPizzaNJ.com. That's GiancarellisPizzaNJ.com, or give them a call, 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste, and a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud. Eat at Giancarelli's.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You want a comedian especially, give us a call. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Ed, the name of your Facebook pages again where folks can help out.
We got Hands In for Harvey and Hands In for Irma. Both pages are still going right now. So anything that you can donate, there's some pinned posts at the top of the page. Any donation is greatly appreciated for the people in need.
Joe, anywhere?
Be at, I believe, Governor's on Sunday. Check out my Facebook page and I'll have it.
All right. Thank everybody. That's what I'm about to do. Stupid. Oh, it's late. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the show, whether you're listening live or you're listening on a replay at one of the stations or a podcast. We appreciate that. Ed, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Pleasure having
thanks,
you. Thank you to William from Scamming Scammers Action calling in. Learned some good stuff. It was a wide-ranging show. It started on a high and ended down under, but that's the way these things work.
Yes.
That's just the type of show we
do. That's what we do.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, 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 after a long pause, keep on listening.